Greetings, families of Vine Street Christian Church. It's Pastor Bob. On Monday, December the 21st, as we round the back turn and head for the home stretch, it's time to get ready. That's the title of our devotion today from Grace Claus, A Time to Get Ready. Broadcasting from the heart of Arthur, Illinois, in the Parsonage, the House of Peace. And first we hear from the Gospel of Matthew. This is part of chapter 3. The Gospel of Matthew goes like this. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord and make his paths straight." Now, John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the regions along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. So, do you ever notice that when someone comes to your house to visit, they don't just come right in, do they? They usually knock. Or we have a little button by our door called the doorbell that they ring. That's how they announce that they're here, that they're coming. And maybe if your mom or dad is especially tidy, they might pick up a few toys and stack a few papers on their way to answer the door. Have you ever noticed that trick? Just a few things, just to get it in order on their way to answer that door. So that time between hearing the doorbell and answering the door gives them a little chance to clean up, to prepare a little bit more for the person who has come to see them. John the Baptist was kind of like our doorbell for Jesus. He let everyone know that Jesus was coming. The time had come. John came before Jesus, giving everyone a chance to prepare their hearts for the coming of Jesus. He invited people to confess their sins and to be baptized so that they could be clean when Jesus arrived. Like John and the people he baptized, we can prepare for Jesus to come. How do we do that? Well, we can confess to God our failures, our shortcomings, our weaknesses. We can confess and repent of our sins. We can give them over to Jesus. We can hand them over to Him. And we can ask God to make us clean. We can make our hearts ready to receive Jesus when He comes at Christmas. Have you ever been home when that doorbell rings unexpectedly? What do you do before someone comes to your house? Or on the other hand, how could you be like John the Baptist and on this week of Christmas, be like a doorbell for people to let them know that Jesus is coming and it's time to prepare a little bit? How can you be like a doorbell for Jesus? Let's pray. Lord, as we prepare for the coming of Christmas, and we look at my heart, each one of us, tell us which parts of our hearts might be a little messy for the coming of Jesus. And would you help us clean up and get ready for the coming of Christ again on Christmas Day? Amen. Our benediction today goes like this. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day.